A counter-terrorism expert says there is no reason to lay charges against a woman linked to the Islamic State. Police have confirmed there is an investigation into Sahira Aden ahead of her return to New Zealand. The government yesterday agreed to allow the 26-year-old and her two children to be repatriated from Turkey, but they won't reveal when they'll arrive or what conditions they'll be under. Hamish Cardwell has more.
Turkey has accused Sahira Aden of being a terrorist, but has dropped all charges. Police here say they're still investigating. A former counter-terrorism expert for the US government, Paul Buchanan, says based on current evidence, charges of any kind would be grossly unfair.
Again, we have to remember, she has committed no crime in New Zealand. She left Australia, not New Zealand, to go to the battlefields of the Middle East as a concubine, as a camp follower, not as a fighter. So she's committed no crimes, as far as anyone knows, in Syria or in Turkey.
He says authorities here will be keeping a very close eye on her.
Her computer will be monitored. Her daily movements will be monitored. She will be subject to a considerable scrutiny.
Terrorism control laws brought in 2019 allow for electronic monitoring, restrictions around movement, who people can talk to, and what websites are allowed. Paul Buchanan says these controls could be applied to Sahira Aden, but she says her safety is likely more of concern than any danger she herself poses.
The security bubble includes preventing harm done to her or her children. There are Islamophobic people in New Zealand who have already made comments along the lines that they wish to do her harm or they wish that harm befalls her.
Paul Buchanan says international evidence shows women who leave Islamic State are often traumatised and pose no threat to the community. Sahira Aden was born in New Zealand but moved to Australia when she was six and travelled to Syria in 2014 on her Australian passport. University of Waikato law professor Alexander Gillespie says Australia's decision to cancel her citizenship was wrong.
So ultimately, because of Australia's actions, which were not in good faith, were taken, they left us holding the ball, and New Zealand picked it up and we've done the right thing. It's a difficult situation, but ultimately we've lived up to our legal responsibilities and many would say our ethical ones as well.
Alexander Gillespie says Sahira Aden can thank her children for her passage back to New Zealand.
Had it just been with a man over there or a woman over there who had gone to fight for Islamic State, then it's very unlikely that the government would have gone out of their way to repatriate that person. But having children involved meant that we had obligations to look after the best interests of the children, which meant that we had to intervene.
Alexander Gillespie says in order to protect the children's privacy and the chances of reintegration, the authorities won't reveal the family's location here or the restrictions they face. Refugees as Survivors provides mental health and wellbeing services at the Mangere Refugee Resettlement Centre. Chief Executive Sharon Ward has not been approached to care for Sahira Aden or her children, but says she will likely need considerable mental health support.
I can assure you that she will take a long time to adjust. I wouldn't be surprised if she had quite a high rate of post-traumatic stress. She's been living in a war zone, one of the most dangerous places on the planet. She'll be a figure of hate in some parts of Western society, so she's damned if she does and she's damned if she doesn't in many ways.
Islamic Women's Council National Coordinator Alia Dan Sizen has also confirmed that her organisation has not been asked to provide support. She says there is hope for Sahira Aden's future here.
We've had people who've lived 12, 15 years in refugee camps where rape and abuse and things are very common, and yet they come out, they're able to learn and live in highly productive lives.
Police say they're making plans with a number of agencies about the family's return, and that security measures are in place.